Welcome to another inspiring episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Magwanganya, and today we sit down with one of South Africa's most influential visionaries, Sheldon Tuchel, the founder and CEO of Legends Barber. Sheldon is more than a successful entrepreneur. He's a leader redefining what it means to build community through business. As the founder of the Legends Barber, he transformed the barbershop experience across South Africa. He turned it into a hub of mentorship, empowerment, and excellence. Voted Future Leaders Entrepreneur Leader of the Year 2025 and EOY Top Entrepreneur 2024, Sheldon's impact extends far beyond the chair through initiatives like the Legend Township Marathon and his CSI-driven training centers. He's creating real opportunities for young barbers and entrepreneurs, proving that leadership is about service and not status. So, under his guidance, Legends Barber has become more than a brand. It's a movement, a reflection of how passion, quality, and community work together can shape a better South Africa. In this conversation, we dive into Sheldon's journey, his philosophy of a nation building through empowerment, his vision of a country where every young person is educated, empowered, and employed, and his belief in the transformative power of people. Stay tuned for a masterclass in leadership, purpose, and legacy, straight from the man who turned a pair of clippers into a catalyst for change. As you know, you are a man without introduction. I won't even ask you who you are because I already know you. I've seen you on your socials and I've read your bio on who you are. And it's very, very much interesting life that you are living. And also, I'm very much looking forward to the talk that we are going to have today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
I'm not even going to waste your time. I'm going to cut to the chase. But I wanted to first to tell me a great story, because I know sometimes every great story has a starting point. I know you started somewhere, and there's a great story that you tell people each and every day. So do you still remember, like, you are in a barber business all around nationally? Do you still remember the very first haircut that made you realize this could be more than just a skill, but a movement?
Thank you very much, Milani. So I think I can remember as far as 2014, when my cousin had in a cafe, and I asked him if I could make use of his stoop, just to mimic a papa barber, and he agreed for that.
So the client was a family member.
It was a family member.
Great stuff.
It was a family member. We just changed everything. And I think that just helped us to, just helped it to give me much more confidence to do this thing. Because he believed in it, and there was other people that also came on board that also believed in it, which also added fuel to the fire that I was having. And I think that just helped with the passion that I have for cutting edge. And I think it just grew eventually to what it is today, as people know Legends today.
So looking back to that moment, what did it teach you about people, not just about cutting hair?
No, I think people wanted a sense of belonging to the barber. And if you think about it, everyone out here can cut hair. But how do you make the person feel is the most important thing. And I think that's what stood out for me more than anything else. You see, I had a notebook and a pen. I used to take note of each and every customer, write down their names, position we had. And next time that person would come sit in a chair, I would make reference to that. And that was, for me, my unique selling proposition, you see. So it's how you make somebody feel that it counts more than anything else.
No, this is great, man. So it seems like you've managed to turn a barbershop into something cultural, if I can put it that way, because it's almost a symbol of pride, as you put it, and an identity for so many young men. And when you walk into Legends Barbershop, like today, when you walk into Legends Barbershop, any branch around South Africa, is there any feeling, like, what feeling or energy do you want people to experience?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're really fortunate to have so much young people that's within our space. And I think the atmosphere that you experience when you walk within a Legends barber shop, it's much more of the community element.
Yeah.
Where the young people from the same community speaks the same language. Yeah. And that translates to our training center. You see, at our training center, we upskill youngsters from nothing. You understand? We share them a skill and we share with them exactly what are the tools needed for them to build themselves.
Yeah.
Not only to be skillful barbers, but to actually be good men and women from society.
Wow. Yeah. So talking about that one, because you mentioned something about the academy. I saw on LinkedIn a while back, you had a post there where you were standing with these young men. I think they were graduating, if I'm right.
Yes.
So you put a caption there that said, you've hired some of them after they've graduated. So can you tell us more about what you are doing there?
Yeah, so you see the youngsters that come to our training center. So what they do, so all the guys come to our training center for free. So we give them a skill set for free. And once they're done, because you know things are really bad in South Africa.
Yes.
People with degrees can't even get work today. It's really becoming so tough just for people to access employment.
Yeah.
Because if you think it's not a conducive environment to find yourself as a youngster. And I think we've failed as a country to ensure that these young people just have an hope, you understand? So all of these youngsters will be employed within the Legends too.
Yeah.
And I think that for me tends towards the work that we try to foster within our just within our space.
You are touching something about South Africa. I ran past you, I think, a few days back, and it caught my attention. There's a post. I want to read it as you wrote it, because it says, "If I was the president of South Africa, my goal would really be just to lead. It would be to empower and educate, because I believe the greatest wealth of any nation." Isn't found in its minds, but in its people.
Yes.
And then it continues to say, in a country so rich with potential, it breaks my heart to see so many still marginalized by poverty, trapped, not by lack of talent, but by lack of opportunity. But I don't need a presidential seat to start. Every barbershop we open, every youth we train, every entrepreneur we empower, that's a small piece of nation building. Leadership isn't about title. It's about taking responsibility for the change you wish to see. Can you imagine a South Africa where every young person is educated, empowered, and employed? That's the country I dream of. May God bless South Africa. I want us to pause there on that question, on that rhetorical question that you have there. Can you imagine a South Africa where every young person is educated, empowered, and employed? If you pause on that vision for a moment, so what does that South Africa look like and feel like to you in practical terms? Like, how do you see Legends Barber playing a part in building that kind of nation from the ground up?
Yeah, no, I think that's spot on, and especially to what we plan to do, it's much more just offering more opportunity, you understand? Mm-hmm. If we're able to offer opportunity for the youth, if we're able to offer opportunity for those in need, it definitely stems towards doing something good. And I think that for us means more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that for us more than anything else. So, so that's if we are able to make a difference by offering up a skill, and not only by offering a skill, but to also create employment, then we're doing the things we're called to do.
Wow, great, man. So do you believe that empowerment begins with education or with opportunity? And why would you say either is because of education or you are falling on the side of opportunity?
Oh, it goes hand in hand. It definitely goes hand in hand. I mean, like if you're educated and you don't have an opportunity, then it's a problem. But if you have an opportunity and you're educated, then it's also a problem, because then you won't be able to fulfill that opportunity. So it definitely goes hand in hand. It's not one either the other. So you have to be able to understand exactly what is your main objective, and how are you trying to what problem are you trying to solve in and in South Africa where we struggle as it is right now?
Yeah.
In South Africa, we're looking for an opportunity, but we're trying to figure out exactly how are we able to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm so focused on you see the post that you sent to a few days back, the one that I just read now, it captured my attention so much because you were touching many things there. We were touching on leadership, you were touching on nation building and so forth. Speaking of leadership, you mentioned that it isn't about title but taking responsibility for change that you wish to see. How did that philosophy shape the way you built Legends, Baba? And what's the hardest part about living by that principle in business?
No, I think the hardest part about what you want to try to achieve is integrity. You understand? I think being able to walk with integrity, because majority of the times, entrepreneurs cut corners by the things that they do. You understand? And sometimes by cutting corners, in the long run, you end up in the water. You see?
Yeah.
So for us, we don't want to cut corners. We don't want to take shortcuts. For us, we're in it for long term and we want to see how we can contribute towards the long-lasting economy.
Now, when you look at... let's talk about your journey. Let's talk about your journey. When you look at your journey so far, which specific moment or project made you realize that your work was bigger than just grooming, that it was about transformation?
Right, so... when you start seeing the direct lives that you're impacting in the ground, in the communities, then you know it's bigger than what you're doing. Because it's not something that you can just think under the carpet. It's really something beyond your imagination, the life that you're impacting.
Yeah.
And that's more important than anything else.
So because I'm seeing the work that you are doing is more focused on empowerment. Even though you are running a business, you are all about sometimes customers and all that stuff. But on the core, I see it's about empowerment and educating the young people. So if empowerment, which is something that you mentioned on that post that I like so much, you said something about empowerment being a goal. And where does education truly begin? So do you think that formal education or formal schooling is enough, or do we need a deeper kind of education, one that includes mindset, self-discipline and entrepreneurship?
So I definitely think that the schools shouldn't just be about attendance. You understand? Schools should be much more about being able to have the practicalities of what it is to be out in the real world. Because what happens most of the time, these people, especially when it comes to typical things that you learn in school, not everything will be adaptable in the real world. So you have to be able to think about the practical stuff that will be used in order for you to use in the real world. You understand? So I think that's important.
So what do you think we should change most? Is it mindset, or is it system, or is it leadership for that sake?
Oh, the system. No, I think everything boils down to leadership, and once leadership are able to implement the right systems, and then we go in a direction.
I asked your PA, this is what I asked her. I asked her if I can ask you any question that I want to ask from you. What is it that you are most passionate about? And she said to me that you are passionate about your faith. So,
yes.
How has your faith guided your leadership journey? And how do you balance spiritual conviction with practical realities of running a business and inspiring others?
Faith is everything that you do. Everything revolves around our faith. That's a cornerstone That's a cornerstone of our business. It's a cornerstone of my life. It's a cornerstone of what I believe in.
Yes.
Everything revolves on my faith, so I'm unable to function without my faith. You see, so it definitely adds value to what I do. It definitely adds value to the things I do on a daily basis, because my steps are ordered by the path.
I can already see where you draw your own strength, your everyday strength. It is obvious that you draw it from the Lord, which is which is a great, great foundation. Great foundation. And I thank you very much for being an inspiration to the whole South Africa at large, and mostly the young people, young men that you are bringing up. There's quite a few that are like you, that are mindful of the change that we need to see in our country. So we value very, very, very much what you are doing. So if I may give you one last question that you would close with, and maybe you want to say something to a young Sheldon, that what advice would you give that young person, maybe who wants to aspire in business, wants to aspire in education and so forth? What is the basic advice would you give that person?
Basic advice that I would give the person is to I think first and foremost, you put God first in whatever you do. You understand? Don't compromise on your faith. Don't compromise on what needs to be done. Then secondly is being able to be proactive and be persistent in your pursuit for success. You know, nothing comes easy in life, you see.
Yeah.
Everything that's worth it takes work, you see. So always be the one that has been able to work as much. Till today, I mean, Sheldon is the one that's still working, you understand? Yeah. Because you know that the harder you work, the luckier you get. And God just gives you more grace to actually wake up in the morning, to actually be the person that is able to go out into the world and do or constantly put the work in.
So do you have any sort of maybe a far-fetched vision that we do not see when it comes to Papa Shop? Is there any plans that you have that you are cooking, or are you planning to put Papa maybe in Paris or somewhere around the globe? Are there any plans around?
No, I think expansion is always on the cards. Expansion is always there. But much more than anything else, we try to help local barbers, and how we try to help local barbers, we try to help them with better equipment. You understand? Yeah. So if they can have better equipment, they can be able to perform better. So the other company that we established was called the Faith Company.
Mm-hmm.
And the Faith Company is there to help those barbers that's in need.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and it's definitely making a difference in so many people's lives.
Yes. Wow, Sheldon, you have said a mouthful, man. Even though you are not a man of many words, you have said a mouthful. I've taken and I've listened to what you are saying, and I believe anyone that will listen to this episode is going to learn something and is going to put it into action. And thank you, man. I know you're a busy man, and you've taken so much time. It means a lot. Your time is so precious. I thank you very much. I don't take small what you are doing. You don't owe me anything, and I didn't owe anything to be here. Thank you very much. It's so precious to have you here, and having to come in contact with you and actually talk with you. For me, it's more of a blessing that God has opened this door just to talk with you and just hear from you.
I appreciate it. No, I really do appreciate it. And thank you very much to listeners and everyone out there. I hope this message inspires the next generation.